Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Samach Sanhedrin 68, and today's Daf Yomi brings us to the conclusion of the chapter of Sanhedrin known as Arba Misos, the seventh chapter of Sanhedrin. And today's Daf Yomi tells us a haunting and sad tale about Rabbi Eliezer. The background to the story is the famous story known as the Tanur of Achnayim B'Metzia 59b, where Rabbi Eliezer argued with the other rabbis of the Beis Medrash, and even though he was technically correct because his arguments were proved to be correct by heaven, nevertheless, the rabbi said, Torah lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not in heaven, and they excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer from the Beis Medrash. And so today's Daf Yomi tells us the coda to that story. Today's Daf Yomi, the rabbis come to visit Rabbi Eliezer. He's very sick, and we know that he's near his deathbed, and so they come to visit him. And when they sat down, since he was still excommunicated from that moment, from that time where he had argued with them about the Tanur of Achnai, about the Oven of Achnai, he was sitting on a canopy bed, on a kinuf, and they sat in the foyer, and they sat down from a distance of him of 4 amos away. And the reason why is because we know that a menuda, somebody who's excommunicated, you're not allowed to sit within 4 cubits of them. And so he said to them, Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, Lama batem, how come you're here? And they said, we've come to study Torah from you. So he said to them, why didn't you come until now? And they said, we didn't have time. We didn't have time to study. Now, they knew, the Yad Ramah writes, that they knew that this is not correct. They knew that they had time, but just they were embarrassed because he was excommunicated, and so therefore it's not appropriate for them to come and study Torah. The Ramban actually says, we know from Moed Katan 15a that you're allowed to study from Torah from somebody even though he's excommunicated. So their arguments were very weak. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to them, you know what? I doubt that any of you are going to die a natural death. I know you're not going to die the natural death. And Rabbi Akiva said, what about me? What's going to happen with me at the end? And so Rabbi Akiva said, the way you're going to die is actually worse than all of them. And indeed, we know that Rabbi Akiva was one of the 10 martyrs whose story we read about on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and he suffered an incredibly difficult and painful and harsh death. And so Rabbi Akiva, why was he given such a harsh death? So this is the story, and indeed Rashi tells us the reason why he has such a harsh death is because he says libcha patuach ku'ulam, that your heart was so open like a palace, like a hall. You could have learned so much Torah, and you were my student, and if you had just came and studied with me, you would have learned so much Torah. So therefore, you're going to be punished from this, from God, for not taking advantage of this, and as a result of this, your death is going to be the harshest of all deaths. And as a result of this, Rabbi Eliezer lifted up his 2 arms, and he says, Shtei Zro Asai are like 2 Torah scrolls which have been rolled up, meaning to say you haven't really gotten any of the Torah that I've been able to teach. And in fact, he said, my students, it's like dipping a paintbrush in a jar of paint, and that's how little you got. And the Gemara then goes on a little bit of a tangent and talks about all the halachos that Rabbi Eliezer would have been able to teach his students, and about how they really didn't absorb any of it. They got none of it because he had been excommunicated, and because they lost the ability to study from him because of this excommunication. And so at the end of all of this discussion, they were asking him all of these questions as he's on his deathbed, and they were asking him. And so one of the final questions they said to him is a shoe that is still on its press. Min al shal gabi ha'imos, a shoe that's still on its press. What is the law with respect to it? And so at that point, Rabbi Eliezer says that since the shoe is not yet finished, so therefore it's not able to become something ritually impure because it was still an unfinished product. And he says it's tahor. This shoe remains not able to become tameh. And the moment he said these words, tahor, yatza nishmaso b'tahara, his soul departed in purity. And so the last word on his mouth was tahor. And at that moment, Rabbi Yeshua stood up on his legs, and he said, hutar neder, the vow has been annulled, the vow has been annulled. And so we see from here that at that moment, At that moment, he felt that Rabbi Eliezer had done his time, and so at that moment, he felt it was appropriate to annul his vow. And they said that after Rabbi Eliezer died, the Motzei Shabbos, when they were taking the coffin, because it had been Erev Shabbos, when they're taking the body of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva met them, and Rabbi Akiva was meeting them on their way from Kizaria to Lud. And Rabbi Akiva was striking the flesh so hard, he was striking his flesh so hard until the blood was spewing out from him and falling out to the ground. Pasachalov, and so Rabbi Akiva began to eulogize him, and he said as follows. He said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Farashav. He says, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. Harbe Maos Yeshli. I have a lot of money, a lot of coins, and meaning I have a lot of questions, but I have no English Shulchani Lartos, and I have no money changer with which to exchange them. And so Rabbi Akiva was saying, I have so much Torah, but I have nobody to discuss it with now, because now that Rabbi Eliezer has died. It's interesting that in the year 5778, we read this Daf Yomi, and we study this passage in the days leading up to Yom Kippur, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And this Daf Yomi reminds me of Yom Kippur, because he says, Hutar Neder, which is a reminiscent of Kol Nidre, of the idea that we know our vows on Kol Nidre, and also Rabbi Akiva is one of the 10 martyrs whose story we read on Yom Kippur, and it's a reminder to us that when Rabbi Akiva, one of the reasons why the story is so sad, and why Rabbi Akiva was punished with such a harsh death, is because of the potential that was lost. Rabbi Akiva had learned so much, but he lost so much potential. He could have done so much, but because Rabbi Eliezer was excommunicated, and they didn't come to him until then, because he said, we have no time for you. How sad.